Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Shit, is this thing on? Hello? Hey, everybody. It's Vincent the Bay. Guess what's going on today? We have a very special edition of the Vincent the Bay program. Not Disorderly Conduct, although I played this in my specific show. But it's actually tonight a special program dedicated to the late night presidential race We're going to have, hopefully, a lively, spirited debate between the various candidates vying for the title of president. I had a moderator lined up for today, tonight, and that moderator got out at the last minute. So I put a call for a replacement moderator, and Moon said he would do it, and there was no sign of Moon Man anywhere. So it looks like Moon Man is not in the picture. And, so I have Flavored Cactus on the line. He moderated show. Was it Goofy's show last night or Jewish Producer show? I don't know. He's moderated before. So we'll have him moderate again, and we'll also take callers' questions for the candidates. And, if you want to call in and question any of the candidates, wait. Sure, you also tweet program. We could have Paul Earl in here. That'd be fantastical. She's not appeared at any of the debates. And I really, really, really would like to have her participate. She's, you know, she's a BTR. I'm chopping up. Fuck. Yeah, I'm having some serious bandwidth issues. I don't know what the deal is. I just did speed tests before my show, and I should not be taking hits. I don't know what the deal is. I'm going to try to fix that. Anyway, I'm going to go to our introduction music and turn it over to Flavored Cactus in just a second. On Blog Talk Radio with your host, Vince in the Bay. And now, without any further ado, I'm going to turn it over to our moderator, as of right now, Flavored Cactus. Go ahead, Flavored Cactus.
Thank you, Vince, and thank you, all the listeners here tonight. I'm moderating again, and we'll start with the questions. And the order in which we'll be going is Desert Rose, Goofy Bone, and Vince in the Bay. And Mr. Minute Movie if he shows up, but I have not heard of him showing up yet. So let's, without further ado, let's begin. And if you have any questions, you know, you can always PM me them and be sure if they're good enough that they will get on the show and people will hear them. And yeah. So anyway, we'll start with Desert Rose. This is the question, starting off with you. It's a question for everyone, of course, so. And that is, as this is being the third, and not final, but the third out of four questions, how do you feel about your current progress with the last three debates, including this one, Desert Rose?
Well, this one just pretty much started, so I'm not sure yet. Last night's debate, I felt like I was kind of off my game, but I think it went really well. And the first debate, okay, I must admit, I was kind of all over the place, but I'm doing pretty good. I think I'm doing pretty good. There.
Is that all?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Next, this is for Goof. Same question.
I think I'm doing a swell job. I mean, my poll numbers are showing that I do have a slight lead, but yet some of those polling systems are not accurate all the time. But from what my mommy and daddy told me, I look swell on television. So, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Same question for Vince. Vince? We're going to give Vince 15 more seconds to respond.
I was screening calls. What was the question?
The question was, as this being the third and second to last debate, how are you feeling about your progress with the last two debates, including this one?
I'm feeling confident. I think I did well in the first debate I was in. I think I might have fell off my game a little bit last night. I let a lot of outside influence sort of bring me down a notch. But once these debates are over, I think the people will decide, and they'll go with Vince in the Bay.
All right. And is Mr. Midnight Movie on the line?
Yes.
He is?
You know, I think being the newest one, I'm not a novice, as Jewish producer, once stated that you're no longer a novice. But as as one of the newest members in this election, I think I've done pretty good. And the longer my message stays out there, the more people will agree with it. So I think I'm doing all right.
All right. And now we have community questions coming in, the first one being from Fat Red Dragon, and he would like to know if Goofy Bone is willing to produce a United States birth certificate to verify his presidential eligibility. Goofy?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the question. What was the question?
The question is from Fat Red Dragon, and he would like to know if Goofy Bone is willing to produce a United States birth certificate to verify his presidential eligibility.
Unfortunately, I could do that. I have to ask my mom, where's my birth certificate, but I'm pretty sure I could find it.
All right. Now, it's a question for everyone. What do you think are the problems with Blog Talk Radio that impact you and your show, and how do you wish to fix them? Does it, Rose?
I think am I on? Wait.
You're on.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I think I brought this up before, mostly as far as things with the chat, with the switchboard, that's affected my shows, but it's enhanced it a little bit, you know, being able to have the green room and things like that. And, what was the question? Wait, I'm just still waking up. Go ahead.
The question was what do you think are the problems with Blog Talk Radio that impact you and your show? How do you wish to fix them?
Oh, yeah. And also, it doesn't seem like they're fixing all those bugs. And as far as calls dropping and you dropping and your switchboard going berserk, you know, those kind of things I think need to be fixed. And I will hire people. I will hire hackers or whoever I need to fix those dumb bugs in the back end of the site. There you go.
Okay. And the same question to Goofy Bone.
What I would do is I would take the person in charge of maintenance at Blog Talk Radio. I would take a plunger, put it in his fucking mouth, shove it so far down his fucking throat until it's in his stomach. And then I'll start whacking off that plunger and tickling his stomach. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to kick him in his face 7 times. For every time Blog Talk Radio has broke my heart and the millions of viewers out there that listen to me, we're going to change everything. We're going to make Blog Talk Radio pay. for what they've done to my show. Thank you.
Okay. Same question for Vince in the Bay.
Can somebody call in with their phone, Vince? I mean, I'm sure you get unlimited minutes right now. Your
okay, we'll come back to him.
Up.
We'll come back to him. Same question goes to Mr. Midnight Movie.
Yes.
Patriot Greg.
The question was, what would I change on BTR to make it better? Was that the question?
Yes, that was the question.
Okay. I just wanted to know, because I called Jewish Producer, but I didn't get a response. Jewish Producer, are you there? Okay. I cannot hear Jewish Producer. I wonder if he's muted or not. But, I usually yield my time to him, what I would do to make it better. There seems to be quite a few different...
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'm hearing you now. There seems to be quite a few technical difficulties that seem to just pop up time and time again on BTR. And those of us that are paying money, we should band together and get that fixed. And not only that, Skype as well. A lot of BTR users use Skype, and we should band together to attack these Skype people as well, because I have problems not only with BTR, but with Skype. Juice Producer, do you have anything to add?
I'd just like to know how many pills Bathtub Girl has taken tonight.
Okay. That is not something you can ask. I'm sorry, you'll have to save it for your own time. All right, well, I'll try Vince again. Is Vince on the line? Seconds, Vince.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
You sure? Because
yes.
I was about to call on him. Oh.
You're kind of choppy still.
Pick your fucking Skype, Vince.
Yeah, that's what I would fix. I'd fix this whole nonsense. I've been having some serious issues, and I know it's not my bandwidth. Because I did a fucking speed test. So the first thing I would Skype to Nick issues.
All right. We can no longer hear you. You might want to call back up on your phone. All right, we'll just go to the next question when Vince calls back up with his phone.
My God, can he get a fucking better connection, please? This is important.
We're about to have a seizure, Vince.
Okay, so the next question, Desert Rose, if anything were to happen to you, how confident are you in your vice president or secretary of state in taking over your show?
Well, since I really haven't chosen anybody yet, I think when I do choose, I'll be confident in them, but I have confidence in the host, the various hosts, that if need be and there was no one else to take my place, that they may run another election or have someone, properly select someone to take my place. There you go.
Okay, Goof.
Okay.
Can you repeat the question, Flavor Cactus?
If anything were to happen to you, how confident are you in your vice president or secretary of state in taking over your show?
Well, I guarantee that they're going to try to assassinate me, but thank God I have a person like Chewbacca, a Wookiee with a heart, that could take and fill my shoes because he's a little bit taller than me, and he probably wears the same size of shoes I wear. So I'm pretty sure Chewbacca will take in full strength, and everything will be fine. I'm just a decoy, so don't worry about it, people.
All right. Vince,
Woo!
Are you back? Vince, are you back? Okay, we'll try Mr. Midnight Movie.
Well, I have the complete confidence in Jewish producer. I picked him a long time ago. And also, if both of us are assassinated, I am convinced that my wife, who I've hired as my Secretary of State, can also run this thing. Now, I will just leave this question to my vice presidential candidate, Jewish producer, to just tell what his qualifications are and some of the things that he plans to do. So you know that we're in sync. If anything should happen to me, how Jewish producer would take over.
That's right. Real quick, I would, as vice president, make sure to ruin Desert Rose's ghost. I would make sure to ruin Jesus Christ. And I would make sure to ruin that dog. Permanently erase them from the map of BTR. That would just be my platform.
Well,
wait a minute.
Excuse me. My son is not in the race.
Sorry about that. That flea-riddled dog, Chewbacca, must go.
Calm down,
Chewie.
Get some spray. It's $10.99 on eBay.
All right. The next question comes from Blog Talk.
Also, Mechazawa would get a firecracker up his ass.
Okay, that's enough.
I would have Chewbacca rape him.
Okay, that's enough.
Leave Mechazawa alone, please.
Your time is up.
He has nothing to do with this.
Be
respectful to others, people.
Your time is up.
You want this to be your late night president?
My platform.
Shut up. The audience.
All right, that's enough. It's Vince Neve's turn. Vince, you need me to repeat the question?
What's that?
Do you need me to repeat the question?
Yes, please. Thank you.
The question is, that's not the question. If anything were to happen to you, how confident are you in your vice president or secretary of state for taking over your show?
Dude, I am so first of all, my vice president is Jesus Christ. I think that pretty much, sums it up right there. I mean, he's already dead and risen. So he'll have, and, you know, he's part God, so I think we'll be fine. In fact, BTR will probably be better. I should actually watch out.
All right. So we'll go on to the next question then. And this one comes from a user named Niz Kislama. And she asks, as she is a part of a Blog Talk Radio show, and the recent No More Skype group calls has gotten in the way of our show, what would you want to bring back, or why would you like to bring back Skype group calls? Why and why not? And what she means by that is that when you call up to a BTR show, you can't add anyone to the call. How would you deal with this, Desert Rose?
I think the group calls need to, because I could have sworn that people were able to do that before. I didn't know that it was stopped.
It was a recent thing.
Oh, yeah. I think it works better because that way other people can participate that aren't able to call in. And then sometimes last minute you decide you want someone in the conversation, and it's just easier to just add them to the group. So it does need to be fixed.
Goof.
Yep.
Well, to be honest with you, this happens to be a part of, as your district selectman, one of my campaigns, because I got tired of millions of people calling on my show all on one call. I like to see my ratings go up with the calls. So I personally went to the Skype person in engineering and said, check this out, you fucking nerdy piece of shit. If you and your fucking team have millions of people on one fucking line calling my show again, I will personally put my Converse so far up your ass, it's going to look like you have a dick for a Converse. And then they said, okay, they'll change it. So now we're living in what we call the single call of Skype. So I'm sorry,
okay, people,
but this is what needs to be done in order to get my ratings higher. But if you guys elect me as your late night president, I will guarantee I'll go back and talk to them and see if we'll get them back again. Thank you.
All right. Vince?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
The question was, recently there was the removal of Skype group calls calling up to BTR shows. What would you do about this?
I didn't even know that happened. That's ridiculous. Anyone who's listened to my show knows that I pretty much put anything and anyone on the air and will leave them all unmuted at the same time. And, taunt my show onto the verge of being just complete audio spaghetti. So I'm a big proponent of group call, group chat, group sex, you name it. Anything involving lots and lots of people together, lots of individuals connected via whatever it be, whether it's Skype, it doesn't matter. I don't know why they would discontinue that. Some of my favorite shows wouldn't have been possible without that feature back in the day. So, yeah, I would totally push to bring that back.
All right. Mr. Midnight Movie?
Well, I could be wrong on what I'm hearing, but Jewish Producer and I both called the show and this program. So,
yes.
I don't understand because we both got on, and that's a group call.
Well, it doesn't seem to be working for a lot of people, so it's a thing.
Well, Skype sucks as well. And
it's touchy. Yeah, it sounds like a Skype.
Well, let me tell you guys something. You guys did it the right way. Some other people who don't have brains did it the wrong way. Thank you.
Yeah. But I just want to say that as president, any Skype issues – I will handle as well because Jewish Producer and I have just as many problems technically with Skype as we do with BTR. And it's about time that these issues get dealt with. I'm going to leave my remaining time to Jewish Producer. Jewish Producer, anything to add?
Well, I'd just like to say that I don't really believe that Jeep girls are drunk. I just wanted to clear the air on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did we get to Vince? Yeah, we did. I think we did. All right. The next question is that as a late night president, how would you deal with those certain shows that don't have to pay as they've already got, you know, connections with Inner Blog Talk Radio and they don't have to pay for their show? How do you feel about that, Desert Rose?
Oh, well... You know, it's called grandfathering. Like, some of us, we've just been here so long that we're kind of grandfathered in. And I think it's fair, you know? Don't you? Okay, well, I think because there were so few that hung out in the beginning and helped create this, you know? And if it wasn't for us, it wouldn't be as big as it is right now, I don't think. That's it.
Okay, Goofy, Mr. Bone.
Can you repeat the question, Senor Cactus?
The question is, now, some shows that have connections with Inner Blog Talk Radio, they don't have to pay, so what would you do about that?
Well, as a good old gangster in me, we will find out the inner connection of that private separatist group, and we will expose them to everybody else out there. We will basically find out their info, who they hang out with, who's their friends, who's their audience, and then when we expose them, the audience will turn their back so bad it'll make them cry, and then they will no longer have a show, and therefore I win one way or another. Thank you.
Okay, Vince in the Bay.
Sorry, I muted myself. I'm fine with the people being grandfathered. No problem with it. I don't know what they used for the cutoff date. I was around for quite a while. I've been around for quite a while. I wasn't here from day one, that's for sure. But I was around when you could do 3-hour shows for free, and I was pretty disappointed when they, you know, made me have to pay. But that's fine. I see how it works. You know, it's capitalism. They have to create a business model here that can be profitable so that they can attract new investors and whatnot. But yeah, you know, I honestly don't have a problem subsidizing other people's shows. Like not to mention, like, separate from the people who have been grandfathered in, there's, you know, anybody can get a 30-minute show for free still. And it technically is 45 minutes if you count the archives. So essentially you get, you know, you get a built-in little 45-minute podcast for free. And my you know, the fees that I pay help subsidize that. So, you know, the people that are free should really respect the fact that they have that privilege. And, you know, there's been plenty of people who've done 30-minute shows that have been, you know, just total trash. And BTR is pretty good about booting them. So, you know, I have no I honestly, when it comes down to it, I'm okay with people not paying for BTR. I think it should be free for everybody like it used to be. You know, I used to have 5 accounts and would do, you know, three-hour shows each. I could do 24 hours Vince in the Bay back in the day if I wanted to. And, you know, it's really too bad that the business model couldn't work with that format. But, you know, it is what it is.
Okay. And Mr. Midnight Movie?
Well, you know what? I haven't been back here into the day, and people who are grandfathered in. I'm going to kind of yield my time to that, to Jewish producer.
That's right, and I just want to add that Nature Boy snorts bath salts, and Todd Morris is a cocaine cowboy.
That's not part of the question. I'm sorry, you have to keep it.
I am done. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, there's no answer from then. Audience, please hold the applause, or booing.
Sure.
All right. The next question is, I'm not sure if you guys have heard of ghosts, but if you have, what would you do if you were under cyber terrorist attack constantly, and how would you manage Desert Rose?
If I was under attack like he is?
Yes.
Like when he's on air?
Yeah, when you have nothing but calls just playing nonsense.
Oh. Well, you know, it's weird. I admire him that he was able to stand up to that. Me personally, I mean, I would do my best to deal with it, but if it's that many, like in the hundreds like that, and your phone call gets your board gets flooded like that, I'd probably just stop answering calls and just continue my show until it's over. But, yeah, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine because I never had experienced that before.
Okay, Goof, Mr. Bone.
Well, talking about ghosts is a real sensitive topic. You know, from one who thought ghosts was an ally and found out he was nothing but a greedy, self-inflicted communist who turned out to be a wannabe capitalist, what I would do by being attacked like him, first off, I wouldn't hide behind a curtain. Everyone knows who I am. Everyone's seen my pictures. I don't have to hide. Obviously, the man has a problem with his either appearance or his size, and that's the reason for his hiding. Second, all these people who want to be cyber attacking or, you know, prank calling, saying bad names. I mean, come on, you're an adult. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but names can never hurt you. I mean, come on. For real. Are you really going to let some little kids destroy your day? I mean, it sounds like a teacher that just wants to get mutilated by children. To me, I would fight the good fight. I would stand for what's right, like I want to be standing for what's right here at Blog Talk Radio as your late night president. Vote for me at btrpresident.blogspot.com. Thank you.
All right. Vince?
Yeah, thanks. Great question. Cyber attacks, like Ghost was subjected to. Well, I've been raided on my show a few times, and I thought it was pretty fun. And I think it's one of those things that it's fun when it happens to you once every 4 or 5 months, but every single goddamn show, every single day, nonstop, with the volume and the velocity of what Ghost was taking, no way. Forget it. His wife probably told him to stop doing that show because he's going to have a fucking heart attack, you know? I would never want to be subjected to that. He's obviously that's from day one, before he had, 500 people in his room, when it back in the day when he would have, 20 or 30 or 40 or 50, just a solid good following, like a core following. It was fun because he would get in his news and all his, his serious talking points and stuff. Some people would legitimately call in and ask him real questions, and he'd answer them. He'd make it funny no matter what, and people would troll him, and the trolls were always, the highlight of the show, and it became, he's probably the biggest lulz cow that I know of on the internet, and I think for him to put up with that nonstop is amazing. I don't know how he does it, and I don't blame him for taking a break.
All right.
Oh, and speaking of taking a break, we're going to take a break.
Finally. You forgot Mr. Midnight Movie's question.
What?
Thank you.
Mr. Midnight Movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's still people that have to answer. Okay, after we get through this round of questions, we'll go to a break.
Yeah, and I also have some
Jesus
more questions.
Christ.
Just
get
ready
the production team on the right page.
All right. Vince, I do have more questions after this, by the way.
Absolutely. We're just going to take a little break so I can tinkle and Goofy can roll a blunt. And Mr. Midnight Movie and Jewish Producer can whack each other off. We got to take a little breather here,
All right, Mr. Midnight Movie, same question to you.
My experience with cyber attacks has been very limited, but they did act nicely to me, and one in particular by the name of DJ New Style. I consider my BTR, my BTR page, I consider it like my home, and I invited him to my home, and then he fucking raped me. Juice Producer, I add it to you.
Okay, go ahead and urinate.
All right.
We weren't so fortunate with those Rocknet fellows. DJ New Style was nice, but Rocknet and High Five Ghost came after us pretty strong. But what we're finding is that most of these pieces of fucking shit are crash and burn addicts. They come on for a week, they try to destroy, they fail, and they go away. Just like every little boy and girl. In the big picture of things, I don't see them as a big threat. I don't think they've really harmed us much.
Yeah. Although, if they get into the personal lives of people, I would like to get a Justice Squad along for nut-kicking possibilities. Thank you.
And also, one last item to add to that, just a reminder to everyone in the chat board, for every time that you bother Jeep Girl, I get a rusty nail hammered through my cock. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And now we're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be asking questions about the about your opponents, which will be probably heavy questions, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So, Vince, take us away.
Hang on a second. Was that Chewbacca trying to engineer me? What the fuck?
Is there a problem?
Hello? No, Chewbacca, I know you're there. Why are you talking? Why are you fucking playing sound effects, Chewbacca?
That's not a vice president candidate right there.
Yeah, Chewbacca's scared. That's why he's not saying anything now.
All right, we'll get to the talking about our opponents later. Let's go to the musical break.
Wolf.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Oh yeah.
Oppa Gundam Star.
Suits are flying off.
Gundam Star.
Conduct
with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh, yeah, you already know what it is. It's VITB back up in this with you. We're about halfway through the presidential debate here. I want to thank everybody for participating. Special thanks to Flavored Cactus for filling the moderator role at an extremely last-minute basis. And, of course, you know, rest in peace, Nate Dogg. And also, rest in peace, Ghost, as of now. But, we were talking about Ghost there and for a second. And if I could just say, I wouldn't cry Desert Rose. Ghost will come back. He's taken a big, long break before. He's doing it again. He'll be back when he's ready. I've done it twice myself. He's done it twice. I've done it twice. I've taken almost a year off. Two times in a row, just because it just gets, it's just too much. And for him, it's got to be just ridiculously too much. Anyhoot, we're going to get back to the debate here. If you want to join us, the number is 1-347-826-7667. We'll put you on live with Flavored Cactus and myself and the rest of the candidates. And I want to remind you to visit btrpresident.blogspot.com to vote, if somebody could be so kind as to paste that in the chat room. That would be fantastical. And without further ado, I'm going to hand it back over here to Flavored Cactus, and we'll get right back into the debate right now here live on Blog Talk Radio in Vincent the Bay.
All right, am I back?
And we're back.
Okay. These next questions will be pretty heavy. They're going to be about your opponent's campaigns, not your campaigns, so be ready and watch what you say. And the first question is for Desert Rose. We'll start with Desert Rose first. The question is, which two candidates do you think will be eliminated in next round?
Well, unfortunately, I think I have a possibility of being eliminated because Goofy and Vince have had very strong numbers, and maybe Mr. Midnight Movie and I.
Okay. Mr. Bone?
Well, I just wish all these three candidates would just drop their campaigns and just let me win. I mean, it's proven. People love me. Excuse me, can you quit giggling over there, Desert? But anyways, I would like to see Desert Rose and Mr. Midnight Movie, and for the reasons, because they're lazy. They didn't go out and campaign in different cities like me and Vincent the Bay have. So basically, I don't respect another campaign that doesn't go out and campaign. Thank you.
Okay, Vince?
That's pretty easy. I would say Desert Rose because she's already queen. She doesn't need this. And Mr. Midnight Movie because nobody's going to vote for a gay president.
All right. And Mr. Midnight Movie?
Well, you know what? It's hard for me to say, but I'm running down in the polls right now. But I'm going to leave my time to Jewish producer. I think he's a little bit more optimistic than me. Jewish producer, to you.
Yeah, I'm all in favor of it.
What the fuck? Okay, first of all, I think, you know what, we're down in the polls. It's going to, you know, right now, Desert Rose and I are down in the polls. And
that's right. You have nothing to lose.
If you're a numbers person, yeah, you think Vince in the Bay and Goofy Bones are going to be the two in the runoff on November 6th. But we will rise like the Phoenix. Yes, we will. Desert Rose and I will rise like the Phoenix. And did I mention that Ron Paul girl is my wife? And she will expose herself for me if I win. Vote Triple M and Jewish producer. Thank you.
All for one and one for us. Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's get to the next question. And that is, we'll start off with Desert Rose. Why do you think the other candidates have the votes that they have? Desert Rose?
Oh, is this a trick question? Okay, I wasn't accusing anybody of cheating.
No, it's not just for you. It's for everybody.
Oh,
but
okay. All right. Because I got, all right. We'll start over. Well, I honestly, Vince and Goofy do have a large fan base, and they have a lot of followers on Twitter. And I think the Twitter and the other outlets on the internet have helped them a lot, obtain a lot of votes. You know,
okay.
They're social media gurus. So I think that's helped.
Okay. Mr. Bone?
Can you repeat the question, Senor Cactus?
Yes. Why do you think all the other candidates have the votes that they have?
Okay, let's start at actually, I haven't seen the polls in a long time. Chewbacca, can you pull it up on my phone, please? Jesus Christ, somebody gets a better-looking poll system. Look like some Mexican made it. Well, let's start off with the bottom of the barrel, Mr. Midnight Movie and Jewish producer. Well, I'll tell you why they're at the bottom of the barrel, because nobody believes in their policy, two Jews on one penny. Obviously, two Jews are going to fight over that penny, and that's why the reason that they're getting no votes. Now, Desert Rose, the reason why she's second above them, she's on top of them, not in a nasty way, but, you know, she's on top of them. Just Desert Rose is just the queen already, so they're like, why vote for her? Why don't we vote for somebody who could be just the ultimate man in the world? But then we'll go to Vince in the Bay. I mean, 13 Anons voted for him, so he's actually a competitor. And then we'll go to Goofy Bone. The reason why I have that many votes is because I campaigned throughout. And I mean throughout cities in the United States. If you check my archives, blogtalkradio.com/goofybone, goofy-bone, I'm sorry. I'm everywhere, people. I'm trying to campaign. And my people, they don't understand these polls. They think that one vote, you know, that's it. That's why I get a little – I could have millions of votes right now. But see, everyone doesn't know that it's a week by week by week. But I take it as it is. And if I need to get my full backup, I'll have to get my full backup. But everyone loves me. That's why I'm ahead. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. In the Bay?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Cactus. You know, I don't think there's any cheating going on with these polls, to be honest. You know, what did Goofy get at the height? Like 400, 500 on the last one, and like 1,000 on the one before. And it's well known that he's admired by the brony community, who are very computer savvy, if you will. So when you combine that to his Mexican heritage, I believe he has over 9,000 family members that he's connected to on Facebook. So, oh, now you want to talk shit. Whatever. So I think the numbers bear out just according, you know, just it makes sense that Goofy would get a lot of plus he's still connected to the Norteños, and you know, everybody knows that the Mexican gangs and cartels are as computer savvy as they come. So you know, I don't see that in his numbers being fake at all. My numbers are very I have a very modest but faithful fan base, and a lot of my listeners are very computer savvy. So some of those polls where my numbers spiked, you know, the wind, the social media wind was blowing the right way, and you know, things went okay. But it's going to come down to the actual vote, and you know, I think I've got a chance, but you know, it'll be interesting.
All right, Mr. Midnight Movie, I'd like to ask that you stop complaining. We'll get to your turn because your turn is in fact up next.
Blackout. This is a blackout.
You gonna answer the question?
You got black hair. That's all you have.
Wait a minute. The question was the candidates that are ahead. Is that correct? Why
yes.
They're so far ahead? Well,
yes.
Of course, Goofy Bone is the Ayatollah of the Cholo Nation, and I guess he has a lot of Cholo bronies on his behalf.
Numbers.
I don't have no fucking bronies on my behalf, motherfuckers.
Cholo Brony. Cholo Brony.
Okay.
Okay.
You're running out of time.
And then Vince in the Bay. In San Francisco there are a lot of strip clubs, adult bookstores, and all kinds of gay clubs. And I'm imagining that he has taken flyers out to vote for him, claiming that it must be something else. Juice producer, I'm going to add this on to you. I yield my time to you for more more damaging evidence that we have found about Vince in the Bay and Goofy Bones.
Well, Vince in the Bay, I thought we were outclassed as far as production quality, but tonight has proven otherwise. I feel far more confident that we can achieve the highest in accolades and earn your votes. Go to btrpresident.blogspot.com and vote Mr. Midnight Movie. Thank you.
Strippers for Midnight Movie. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to go to the next question now. And this is going to be a hard one. And remember, you are being recorded right now. So, you know, say what you need to say. Make sure you don't say it wrong. And that question is, we'll start off with Desert Rose. Who do you want to see the most lose? Who in this race do you want to see lose the most?
Oh, that is difficult. I have to answer this?
Yes. And you can't make multiple answers. It's got to be one person.
No, well, I really don't want to see anybody lose. I like everybody.
There's got to be one person you don't like.
No, actually, I am kind of nervous if Goofy wins, but at the same time, he's worked very hard. So I don't know. I don't think the power would go to his head, but I am kind of nervous about it.
All right, Mr. Bone.
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
Mr. Bone?
I don't know. Do they want me to do a barrel roll?
Or the question is, who in this
barrel
room...
Barrel roll! Anyway.
I already know the question, Flavored Cactus. And I'm going to tell you right now. I would like to see Vince in the Bay lose by 1 point. You want to know why? Because Vince in the Bay has a campaign, at least, compared to these other jabronis over here. Let me tell you something. I work my heart and soul to get votes from normal, decent people, not idiotic, mythological creatures like bronies. I have been on the campaign trail, and you can listen to my archives, and I don't have to say my archive address. You already know. But what I will tell you is that I will be your next president of Late Night here at Block Talk Radio, and I would like to see Vincent the Bay suffer with knives sticking out of his throat and arrows in the back of his head.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. In the Bay, your rebuttal?
I don't want to rebuttal that. I'll just say I'm the person that – the question's who I want to see lose the most.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Well, obviously Goofy Bone, and there's no explanation necessary.
So there seems to be like a rivalry going on between you and Mr. Bone.
Well, Goofy and I go way back. We go back before all this brony bullshit. So, we're it's a long history. All right, it's been a rocky relationship out here on BTR. We didn't get off on the greatest foot, and
he was a wigger.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not even a stoop to smear attacks. You know, all you have to do is go on YouTube and look up Goofy Bone, and that will tell you what kind of candidate you're going to get if he wins. So I think Goofy should just lose, and go back to Talk Shoe or whatever, and get off Cholo Bronies, as Mr. Midnight so brilliantly coined. Start a Cholo Brony show on Talk Shoe.
All right. And
you should start a Anonymous Snaggletooth as your new Twitter name.
Okay, Mr. Midnight Movie.
Well, Vince in the Bay kind of said it all. I think the Ayatollah of the Cholo Nation, that Cholo Brony, I would like to just see, go down, way down in defeat. Just like the Mexican army in the Mexican-American War. Jewish producer, I add this on to you.
I just want to say that I would kick him in the gunt, and he would fall over crying and whimpering in pain.
Okay. So where we currently stand,
yes.
Desert Rose has...
Down, Goofy.
Desert Rose has no enemies. Goofy Bone is against Vince in the Bay, and Vince in the Bay is against Goofy Bone, and Mr. Midnight Movies against Goofy Bone. That's like a 2-on-1.
I'll be
there.
The Davy Crockett if I have to.
Anyway, we'll go to the next question, which is it's similar, but it's probably even more heavy, and that is, well, Desert Rose, I know you don't have any enemies, but we'll start with you first anyway, see what you have to say, and that is, what would you do about your opponent's show if elected?
Opponent's show? I would still be supportive of everybody's shows. I mean, I will still tweet them. I will still talk highly of them and, pimp their stuff out for them.
Mr. Bone?
What I would do... We'll start off with Mr. Midnight Movie and Jewish Producer. First off, I would just sit Mr. Midnight Movie down and say, you're retired, and let Jewish Producer take over the show. Their topics, throw them out the window. Just talk about your normal day, because that's pretty much boring enough. And as of Desert Rose, I would tell her to stop giggling. I would tell her to actually put a show with some content together and make people laugh instead of worrying about you getting upset about hanging out with large crowds and getting asked questions at Walmart, such and such and stuff.
Crap.
The only thing I would change about Vince in the Bay and Disorderly Conduct, no Gundam style. I once said that I would disband all of Anani Bears throughout the world of Blog Talk Radio, but I'm going to go ahead and just keep Anani Bears because some children in the world need some Anani Bears. But, yeah, and that's everything. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. In the Bay.
I, no matter what happens, whether I win or lose the selection, I am going to support all shows, as I have and will continue to do. But, of course, if I'm elected, as you know, one major cornerstone of my platform is elimination of all fictitious, fake Star Wars characters as fake engineers. And so the only thing that would change is that Goofy probably wouldn't have Chewbacca on his show anymore. Not that, not actually, and that might actually Hey, look, dude, this is my show, and I've been nice. I've left you unmuted, bro, and you're like playing samples and shit. Chewbacca, if you want to throw down, we can do it another time. But this is a goddamn debate. This is serious business.
I apologize, Chewbacca. Go in the back. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Midnight Movie.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah.
The question is, if you were elected, what would you do to your opponent's shows?
Well, I am for free speech and First Amendment. As vulgar and as nasty as I find Goofy Bones' show, I'm going to leave this up to my vice presidential candidate, Jewish producer, on what he wants to do with something as close to scat radio as Goofy Bones. Jewish producer, I yield my time.
Well, all I want to add is that I would continue to tweet shows like Vince in the Bay and Desert Rose and promote them, in hopes that they can exchange a kind word every once in a while and work together to develop community, something that Goofy Bone needs more time to develop and understand before he gets more of that attention. That's all. Thanks.
A vote for Goofy Bone is a vote for Scat. Thank you.
Okay, and we're going to get to the next question, which is not about your opponents, but about your show. And the question is, as BTR president, what would you do about the constant 404ing of shows with people who have dead air, or they're mentally challenged and they're stuttering and their shows just aren't working? What would you do about those shows?
Those shows, I think everybody should have a chance to do them. I mean, even if they're not very good with radio, they should always, have a chance to experience it and have some fun. The 404ing shows should be saved for, like, extreme circumstances, such as, somebody maybe threatening other people's lives or causing harm to other hosts and chatters. But I think the 404 needs to be toned down quite a bit, like, not just get rid of shows for little things.
Okay, Mr. Bone.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm going to listen to 600 and I think it's 87,402 shows here at Blog Talk Radio once I'm elected into office. And I'm going to go ahead and help myself to press that 404 button on the shows that do not even need to be here. We will direct those shows into the talk show, smaller community, and we will tell them to go over there, practice, and once you come back with a great platform, then you come over here. But until then, don't even bother. Thank you.
Mr. In the Bay?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
As BTR president, what would you do about these slow shows that are, you know, they have dead air, they're not really doing so well, they might be
having... Oh, you're talking about, like, shows like Benjamin Solomon?
I'm talking about shows that are, like, you'll hear the host just, like, stutter and flip over his own tongue, or he might even have Down syndrome.
Yeah, basically Benjamin Solomon. You know, I've tolerated Benjamin Solomon ever since I started on BTR, and you know, I have to give the kid some credit. You know, he might be a little mentally challenged, but you know, he's doing something that he feels passionate about, and he goes up against the big boys and doesn't give a shit. So you know, it's all about, you know, I hate to do it, but Mr. Midnight movie is you know, onto something when he talks about free speech. I think your show, you know, within free speech, your show, you can control whatever you want. It could be anything goes. It could be only conservative. It could be only liberal. It could be only, you know, music, whatever. But, you know, I think we have to tolerate people like Benjamin Solomon. But the great thing about people of his mental level and capabilities is those folks tend to have enough skill to call in and annoy a show, but not actually execute their own show, and will eventually just give up and quit. So they kind of sort of self-select out of the pool, if you will. Also, usually that sort of level of host will, you know, all it takes is getting raided by, you know, a couple dozen trolls, and that's enough to scare them off BTR. See, that's another reason why I'm pro troll, is they have a dual use. You know, you have to take the pro with the con. They help clean up the airwaves. That's why at night, you know, there's just a limited amount of shows, and you know, they all go, you know, whatever. They don't take themselves too seriously. And I think part of that is attributed to the fact that the trolls, you know, are monitoring and sort of weed out a lot of these hosts that you're talking about. But unfortunately, what those hosts end up doing is they start going and polluting the daytime BTR. And this goes back to what Steady J was saying the other night, you know, asking what can we do for the daytime community. And, you know, that becomes a cesspool for hosts like that. So usually, ultimately, it's an interesting question, but I don't think ultimately it's very relevant to the late night community here.
Okay. The next question will be different for everyone.
Wait, I didn't get to answer that question.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Minute Movie. Go ahead for it.
All right. I just wanted to say that years ago, I almost produced an adult film with people with Down syndrome, autism, and all forms of special needs. And I was going to title the movie Fucking Retards. But I was told by a couple of my friends who were financially backing it that it was a federal crime to have people who with Down syndrome and retarded to make an adult porno film. So I support the retards, the mongoloids, and every other form of Down syndrome buffoon to have their show on Blog Talk. If they want to have the fucking retard hour, let them do it. Jewish producer, I yield my time. Jewish producer! You have anything to add?
I'm sorry, I was on mute, but I would just want to make sure that I send all the listeners and hosts who get 404, I round them all up and send them to my website. It's google.com. It's Google with 18 zeros. And you would all get thrown in the pen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A vote for Triple M and Drew's producer is a vote for fucking retards. Thank you.
Thank you.
Obviously. Well, thank you, guys. Hey, everybody. We're going to take our last and final break of the evening. There's only a time left, really, for maybe a few more questions. But really, I think we just need to get to closing statements. So we're going to take a quick break and then come back with some closing statements. In the meantime, I'm going to cue up something here from that is a musical selection that is actually by the artist is actually one of the candidates for president. It's Mr. Goofy Bones. Okay, hang on. Really, yeah, Flavor Cactus has one more question. We'll get to that in its closing arguments after the break. But thank you, everybody, so far. It's been pretty damn fun. So anyways, I'm going to go into this Goofy track here. If anybody wants to call in, oh, you know what? Also, we'll probably get one more mystery caller in here at the very end as well. So stick around, tweet out the show, tell a friend, and in the meantime, enjoy this track. Wake up the kids. The kids have their computers, right? Have them log on, call the neighbors. We're going to finish this out in style. So here's that track from Goofy Bones. We'll be right back. Just kidding. Wrong track. Let's see. I here it is. All right, Goofy Bone. All right, we'll be right back.
Sorry. I've got sex on my mind. You know what? You're so freaking
hot. Oh, no.
Turning me on. I've always wanted to fuck you. And here's my chance.
Baby girl, you must understand. I could never be your man. I'm just here to be your bone. Giving you something to moan. Hoping that you like it thick. Trust me, baby, I'll bust them lips. Getting you nasty. Positions are nice where you don't wanna go. To strangers that are getting freaky. I feel like a plumber fixing this leaky. Put it in the hole like Tiger Woods. Watching this girl just feel so good. She's falling in love, but I think it's too quick. Cause I'm not a boyfriend, I'm just her.
Remind you, this is, of course, a track by Goofy Bone, who's running for president. Is this who you want your president to be? Somebody that produces this type of material? If so, fine. Go ahead. Vote for Goofy Bone. I don't care. Laying on the back with the feet in the air. Like a naughty vixen, the girl didn't care. Let me hit it all kinds of ways. Sweating like thugs, trying to run away from the bar. Because you know what we're doing is a crime. But let me hit that one more time. She got to get going. Her husband's at home. Cause I'm not a boyfriend, I'm just her. Are you people serious? I'm the guy on the side, but she can't live with it and let it ride. Watching her trying to hold me down. I can't believe my own chat room. This is ridiculous. This is the last time I ever host a debate on BTR. And if that's the kind of filth that you want spread across this network, then so be it. Have your little bone party, all right? Going, no bullshit at home, cause I'm not a boyfriend, I'm just her.
Just give her a bone. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Desert Rose, did you approve of that song?
It's different. I've been hearing it for quite a while. It's
oh, so for you it's just played out. Yeah, it's kind of played out for me too.
Very nice. High five. Hit it.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job. Yarrai
me! Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro Autotel, un finale in balcone.
This tough fight is really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
And we're back. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm going to hand it back over to our moderator, who's going to have one more question, and then we'll go around with closing statements.
Okay. The last question is probably the biggest one, and that is rumor debunking. We'll start from the bottom up. So, Mr. Midnight Movie, since we've already heard a lot of your answers about rumors about you, we'll switch it over to Jewish producer for this one. Jewish producer.
Yes.
What is the rumor about you throwing some tantrums at Mr. Midnight Movie's campaign rallies and breaking stuff because people were booing him?
We went to Occupy LA movement and we were accosted by a big black man with a broken arm who threatened to kill Mr. Midnight Movie. And I had no other choice but to get behind the black man and start calling him names and telling this man that Mr. Midnight Movie was the devil. And luckily, Mr. Midnight Movie, although he is rather large, he can still run. So that's all I got.
Jewish producer is never one to not be behind the lynch mob when it deals with his safety. So vote Triple M and JP.
Vince, there are rumors about you and a league of Asians dancing to Gangnam Style and just going around and breaking and even burning people's cars.
Total smear campaign. That's all I can say. Total smear campaign. Untrue, baseless accusations. It's a sign of a campaign of distress to accuse another campaign of such vile action. I condemn any attacks on any of my opponents. The only attacks I do on my opponents are verbal, on their here if I call into their show or if they call into my show. I would never take it to that level. I think I'm actually kind of a little bit upset that Goofy would even come to that conclusion.
Okay, Goofy, the rumor for you is that you have a legion of bronies stuffing the ballots for you. Anything you have to say about that?
Well, let's look at the scientific facts. Bronies don't have thumbs. So how can they hold a pencil and vote for me? And how can they hold the the voting ticket and put it in the ballot. I'm sorry. It's not possible.
Okay, and Desert Rose. This is a recent rumor. It kind of came in. I've been getting questions about it, and that is, if you are the girl that appeared in the beginning of Goofy Bones' track, Just Give Her a Bone, there's some similarities with your voice. Anything you can say about that?
I think they might be similar, but that's not me. That's not me, right, Goofy? No. It maybe just
no comment.
Okay.
You're laughing a whole bunch right now.
No, because hiding? I don't know. I don't think it sounds like me. People say it does, but it's not. All right, then. Let's go on with the campaign.
All right, Vince. That's it.
All right. Quickly, let's go down the line here, starting with Rose. Rose, your final thoughts before we sign off the broadcast.
Thank you, Vince, for hosting the show. It was a great debate, and I think we made a lot of headway. We answered some really good questions, and thank you.
Great, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you stayed in the race. I know you're a queen. You have a lot of duties here, and I think it's fantastic that you threw your hat in the ring and stuck with it. Let's move on. Next is Mr. Midnight Movie.
Thank you, Vince, for having us. But I just want to say that the Jewish producer and I are the only ones that have made a video, a campaign video. We're not one-dimensional like the rest of these people. And like I said, I live my free speech. I was just at the LA Press Club today, and I was talking about things that were inflammatory, like black-on-white crime, like the fact that Martin Luther King was a philanderer. Jewish producer, I add my time to you.
That's right. I'd just like to emphasize that point that we are not one-dimensional beings like these other losers. We are not afraid to put ourselves out on the line and get out there in public and talk about our points face-to-face and put it on video and put it on the Internet. Thank you.
Great. Goofy Bone, go for it.
First off, I want to thank Vince in the Bay for letting us speak on his platform. I want to thank the moderator, Flavor Cactus, and everyone here at Blog Talk Radio. I know when you're going to be driving home late to either your second job or maybe home, I want you to know that us show hosts try to dedicate a little bit extra to make our shows better for you. And I know that recently a bimbo came into the scenario and tried to ruin people's relationships, but as responsible people that we are, we will not let anything tolerate our friendship. And once again, we are all friends. So I don't want anyone to think that we are really enemies and, you know, we're really going to kill each other at the end of this debate. I know each one of us, especially Vince and the Bay, who work very hard at their shows, and we all do deserve a little bit more respect than the other shows here at Blog Talk Radio. So everyone, I wish you guys a great night. I want to take a moment right now to say thank you and go to btrpresident.blogspot.com and vote for the person you think would be a better president here at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Vince, and God bless Blog Talk Radio.
Fantastic. Thanks, Goofy. All I can say is just thank you to everybody. It's been a good time. I appreciate the attendance, and I want to thank our moderator for his work tonight. Thank you, Cactus.
Thank you, Vince.
All right, folks, that's it. Thanks for coming out. We'll see you on the campaign trail until the election. Remember to spread the vote and go to btrpresident.blogspot.com. And I'm doing a show tomorrow night. Come by and check it out, 9 p.m. Most likely. Peace out.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you very nice.